Heavy gray clouds drift across a deep blue summer sky above the rolling hills of Circle S Farm, 10 miles north of Elkins. Owners Bill and Sarah Hamm raise polled Herefords, hornless docile hybrid cattle, on their 90-acre spread for commercial beef producers and pure breeding stock.
We run about 45 mama cows here, and my dad runs about 50 head, 45 to 50 over there. So combined about between 90 and 100 head total.
Standing beneath the broad limbs of a shady creek maple planted by family 50 years ago, Bill Hamm said he himself is farm-raised.
Oh, it was a lot of work, but it was, you know, best raising you could really have because you're out away from town. You got things to do and that kind of thing. When I grew up, we raised broilers for Tyson's growing up where my dad lives now. And we always raised cattle. My dad switched over to all registered polled Herefords about 1971 when he started and had it all switched over by 73.
Which commenced a joint family tradition with both family farms working in collaboration. In fact, where we are standing is the original family farm where Sarah Hamm was raised.
My father bought this place in 1952 and loved growing up here. And like you said, it's hard work, but you learn values of managing your time and getting everything taken care of.
Sarah loved grooming calves for show and baling hay when she was a girl. Now that she's grown and with her husband Bill on call for 24-hour shifts at the Fayetteville Fire Department, where he's worked for the past 28 years, she pretty much runs the farm when he's gone with the help of sons Austin and James. Austin is 17.
One of my first memories would have to be years, it was probably at least 12 years ago, we were working on a fence down there, and I still remember trying to carry one or two T-posts up to Dad when he was hitting them things in. I know I couldn't barely even drag them, but that was always my fondest memory.
Of course, Austin is almost grown and able to tackle any chore. He intends to go into farming full-time once he completes his schooling. His older brother, James, is in his third year of college at the U of A. He's planning to teach high school ag or work for the Cooperative Extension Service. He's not sure yet. He says farm-raised kids understand what real hard work is.
I mean, to me, it's something, you know, very heavy, physical, manual labor. As to another person, hard work may be considered at an office desk. Just from their lifestyle that they're used to. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just what one grows up with.
James' brother Austin says farm kids are cut from a different cloth.
The kids that have actually been grown up and everything on a farm and everything actually tend to be a little bit more respectful. They tend to be able to say, if you look at between the two in school-wise, you look at a farm kid, I mean, they may not have the 100% best grades, but you know that they're trying their hardest. They're trying their best to get their best grades and everything so they don't have to end up on the roadside having to dig a ditch. And then the kid that, say, lives in the city and everything, the only thing he knows is, say, living in a suburb. He doesn't know about all that hard work and everything that you might have to do if you don't get through school and everything. So they might not have near as good of a work ethic.
And likely what their city friends don't realize is that these young men are up at dawn to help with chores, as well as after school and on weekends. This is James.
A good friend of mine, again, he's a very hard worker, but hadn't grown up on a farm. We hauled about 500 square bales, and we almost had to carry him to the truck.
A hard lesson for any urban kid experiencing what life must have been like for most Americans in the early 19th century. Circle S Farm is one of 2,600 family farms in Washington County, among 42,000 in Arkansas, covering 8.3 million acres of ground, raising rice, poultry, catfish, cotton, and grain sorghum predominantly. Agriculture accounts for nearly one quarter of Arkansas's economy, or $16 billion annually, providing one out of every six jobs for adults. There's no accounting of how many young people under the age of 21 work on Arkansas farms. But last summer, for the first time in more than 40 years, the U.S. Department of Labor, prompted by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, proposed revising child labor regulations to strengthen the safety requirements for young people employed in agriculture and related fields under the Fair Labor Standards Act. The proposal sought to prohibit those 18 and under from working with animals in any capacity, using pesticides, conducting timber operations, laboring around manure pits and storage bins, including county grain elevators, bins, silos, feedlots, stockyards, livestock exchanges, and livestock auctions. And children under 16 would be banned from operating power-driven equipment altogether. Within months of when the proposal was floated, a parental exception had been added, exempting farm families from the rule. But still, overwhelming criticism from both conservative and liberal politicians and farm families resulted in the proposal being withdrawn. Cattle farmer Bill Hahn.
Well, when I first heard it, I just thought it was really nuts. I mean, it's something that's really not enforceable. And then younger kids that's even 15, they're able to go out and get a summer-type job. And a lot of it, most kids want to, need to. A lot of times there's a need, not just want. And to prevent them from going out and running just some light equipment or working on someone else's farm or maybe at an agricultural type place, I think it was just an absolute joke. And it's just absolutely, you know, you talk about the economy and it being kind of down. Let's push it a little further down by cutting off a whole wad of labor here that would be available. You know, kids, you know, of course, you don't want them driving out on the road, you know, like vehicle stuff is beyond 16, of course. That's a no-brainer. But, you know, I started driving tractor when I was 11 with supervision, of course. You're not me out here on the hillsides where it's real dangerous and stuff, and these boys did too. And that's how kids learn and kind of figure out whether that's what they want to do in life, if they like it and that kind of thing, and learn how to do. And just, you know, trying to regulate something like that, you know, I see there's probably places where that's probably been necessary or some extreme things have gone on, but overall I don't think it's necessary at all.
And spouse Sarah Hahn?
You have to teach them. That's how they learn to the safety and all of this. So it was disheartening when it first came out, because it was kind of like, all right, do they feel like that we're not taking care of our kids on the family farm?
Teenager Austin Hahn said if kids aren't allowed to experience farm work, it could skew the entire ag economy.
That might have been the one thing they were wanting to do for the rest of their life. They might have wanted to go into college, major in something in ag. There would be such a decline in all the ag majors if they cut out all the kids on the farms and everything that it would be just incredibly horrible.
Elder brother James says farming is a vocation, not a job.
Farming's another thing that to decide to do it, you almost have to experience it. You can't read about it in a book and decide, I want to do this. There would be almost food shortages because they're after a certain amount of time, well, people grow old. They get to where they cannot do as much.
Plus, James Hahn said, if enforced, the rule would impede younger people from taking up farming. And he has a point. The average age of Arkansas farmers is around 60 years old. Ultimately, the youth farm worker labor proposal sought to level the playing field for young farm workers, similar to enacted rules for non-agricultural youth workers. Johnny Gonzalez has been an agent with the Washington County Extension Service for the past 14 years. He says family farms are like schools where children learn the ropes very early on.
You know, in the beginning, it's as simple as maybe opening gates and fetching things. And then as they get a little bigger and a little more responsible and a little more experience under their belt, then they're more into kind of like an assistant management role and, you know, maybe challenged with going to check the pig to see if it's, you know, or how it's acting, going to check the sheep, see if they're lambing or any signs, or check the cattle and those kind of things. And then there's also the physical help that a 13, 14, 15-year-old can offer in terms of labor on the farm.
Johnny Gonzalez says the National Farm Youth Club, 4-H, which he helps organize here in the Ozarks, is designed to equip young farmers with safety skills and best management practices.
And then would either put them in place as they took over the operation or help put them in place on their parents' farm.
But mostly, says Washington County Extension agent Johnny Gonzalez, the Obama administration's proposal to revise child labor regulations would hurt the family farmer.
Well, on the one hand, you can see maybe someone's intent in protection of young people, because you look at some of the tasks that are done on a farm, and a lot of those have a certain amount of risk to it, and there's a, you know, there are several accidents that can happen on a farm, either due to machinery operation or due to large animals. And so on the one hand, you understand the try to the protection from a young person. On the opposite side, though, you know, those things where there is a certain amount of risk certainly add responsibility and maturity to those young people working on the farm, and that work ethic that they learn there, I think, is a thing that they couldn't get somewhere else.
The proposed rule, which has been withdrawn, would have also barred young people from being hired out as farmhands, creating more pressure on an industry already struggling with labor shortages. A Department of Labor press release dated April 26th, terminating the proposed rule, read, "To be clear, this regulation will not be pursued for the duration of the Obama administration. Officials with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Labor will instead work with groups like 4-H and the American Farm Bureau Federation to develop programs to better protect young farm workers." For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.